friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book. One of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And
yeah.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon.
And art did Gus do?
Oh, our cousin Gus did the art.
Our cousin Gus did the art.
That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to...
It's illustrated.
That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story. Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called It's So Quiet. A not quiet going to bed book. This was written by Sherry Dusky Ringer, and it's illustrated by Tony Fusil, and it's read today by Mommy and... You said you were a kitty cat. Do you have a name, Mr. Cat? All right. Mommy and her kitty cat. You ready? Here we go. Down, down, down. The sun drops behind the hill. The farm is falling quiet. Everything is still. Sha, sha, sha. The moths brush against the light and click turns the lamp off. Now there's nothing but night. It's so quiet. It's too quiet! In the picture, what do we see? There is all this beauty of nighttime all around us, but somebody does not look happy inside the farmhouse. Who is it? Yeah, it's a tiny little mousie, and he is not happy about how quiet it is. In a little bed, in the little house, is a sleepy mama and a very sleepless mouse. Hush, says his mama. Settle down now, not a peep. The small, sweet sounds of nighttime will whisper you to sleep. Listen. Croak, croak. Bullfrogs sing through the thickets. Chirp, 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 chirp. Chime in all the crickets. Squeal, rat, tat, tat. Blows the old screen door. Hound's dog's tail beats against the floor. Oh, I love the sound of hearing a dog's tail against the floor. That's a fun sound, isn't it?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like tap, 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 tap.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yeah. Whoosh! Sings the breeze through the trees. Snort! That's Grandpa's snore. Snort! It's even louder than before. I believe that their snore might have a problem. Hoo-hoo! The drowsy barn owl speaks. Creak. The old farmhouse creaks. Ow! Howls the coyote miles from the house. Up goes the window.
What was that?
Wonders Mouse. Now I can see why he would wonder that. There's something kind of lonesome and sad about a coyote howl. Croak, croak. Bullfrog sings through the thickets.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Chime in all the crickets.
Squeal, rat-tat-tat.
Blows the old screen door.
Tip-tap, tip-tap.
Hound dog's tail beats the floor. Whoosh! Sings the breeze through the trees.
Snort.
That's Grandpa's snore.
Snort.
Even louder than before. Woohoo! Woohoo! Drowsy barn owl speaks.
Creak.
The old farmhouse creaks.
Ow!
Howls coyote miles from the house. Up goes the window.
What was that?
Wonders Mouse. I think we might have a problem here because I'm noticing a trend. I'm noticing a pattern has developed. Do you know what the pattern is? Do it with me. Ready? Croak. Croak. Bullfrog sings through the thickets.
Chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp.
Chime in all the crickets.
Squeal. Rat, tat, tat.
Blows the old screen door.
Tip, tap.
Hound dog's tail beats the floor. Sings the breeze through the trees. That's Grandpa's snore.
Snort.
Even louder than before. Hoo hoo. Drowsy barn owl speaks. Creak. The old farmhouse squeaks. Very good.
Ow!
Coyotes are not dogs, but they sometimes look like dogs. They're in the dog family, but they're not actually dogs. They're wild animals. Howls coyote miles from the house. And he does look like a dog in this picture. I'll give you that. Up goes the window.
Be quiet! I'm trying to sleep!
Bellows Mouse. And boy, I tell you what, when he bellows, everybody is jolted awake. And all those other sounds, which might have been kind of soothing, I guess maybe except for the howling coyote, but all the other sounds, which might have been rather soothing, are definitely going to stop.
Sha, sha, sha.
The moths brush against the light and click, 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 turns the lamp off. Now, there's nothing but night. It's so quiet. Except, what do you see? Very last thing, it looks like it's starting back up again. I see a croak from the frog. Do you think they're going to start singing again? And then they're going to have the crickets and all the rest of the sound effects? I think you're right, too. Watch out, guys. It might be another loud night. And that, my friends, is the... Meow! My little kitty and I are going to go and meow ourselves to sleep. The end.